them and us Lehman blowout. Lehman Brothers bankers who helped cause the 2007-2008 financial crash are throwing a 10-year reunion party, says Financial News. The collapse of the investment bank was a major turning point in the credit crunch. Why celebrate that? Ordinary workers at Lehman Brothers and in wider society faced redundancy and eviction. But top bosses snuck out the back with the swag and moved on to the next cushy gig, workers' debt. For the working class, of course, the credit crisis never ended. Not only has the economic recovery not reached us, but UK households have hidden debts of £18.9 billion, says Citizens Advice. The sum of missed bill payments has soared by 34% since 2010, when the Tories came to power. And consumer borrowing is rising well above meagre pay, hitting £213 billion in June, says the Bank of England. Golden wings. Are you so revoltingly, dizzyingly minted that gold is literally disposable for you? How about chowing down on some gold-plated fried chicken? An upmarket New York restaurant began selling $1,000 chicken wings slathered in 24-karat gold sauce earlier this year. Or you could jump in the chopper and head to Miami, where you can pick up a dozen gold-coated donuts for $1,200, kids' junk food. Meanwhile, anti-union multinational McDonald's is allowed to plug junk food to our children, because Britain's advertising regulator has ruled Happy Meals healthy. The Advertising Standards Agency said last month that Cocoa Pops and KFC commercials are not allowed around kids' shows. But cartoon-themed McDonald's Nosh is acceptable because it can include non-junk options. Of course, parents should be allowed to treat their kids to McDonald's. But get real. Pushing the brand during Peppa Pig is not about encouraging balanced dietary choices,